The book of James, chapter 5, if you want to travel with us. All these nuggets are there if you'll just search for them. It's good that you come and listen to the word, but you don't have to wait on me to get in the Bible. You don't. Just open it up. He'll show you. James chapter 5, verse 7. Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he received the what? Early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Hear this word. Establish your hearts. Establish your hearts. Create the ability in you. Change your lifestyle to be able to retain your strength. I am not stronger in the gym because I don't show up, but I am stronger when I go on and get behind the weight and keep pushing. Do you think I get tired from time to time? I'm only 30, but yeah, I'm already getting tired. Bones aching I never thought would ache. Aches and pains I didn't know existed. Muscles that hurt that I didn't even know I had. Back, what in the world is that back there? Can't even. But I go because I know without the continual conditioning of my body that I will not retain my strength. Endurance demonstrates your ability to retain your strength. That means if God has ever blessed you with anything, that you have the ability to retain your strength. The Lord didn't create anybody without the ability to be blessed. We all have a commonality, even though we come from different places, because we are all saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. And oftentimes we don't really use how that covering helps us every single day. We think we just have to deal with the enemy, that we just have to let him talk to us every day, that we just have to let him sit on our shoulder and whisper all of these things to keep us in oppression. We have got to a place where we're so complacent from the enemy's oppression that we cannot even execute a weekly strengthening of the body. And by this weakness in the body, we're not able to reach out to the lost and dying world. The Lord wants this body to learn how to retain its strength. How do you retain your strength? You begin to provide support. When I begin to lift something, and if it's going to come from the ground up, it's not only my arms that's going to pick that thing up, but how many of you know that all of these different parts of your legs also are a part of the lift? There's something to be said about all the support that we need in the house of God, that when we begin to lift up the name of Jesus, that the thing that would seem so heavy would become lighter, as everyone that is assembled together would get in one mind and one accord. When I go to lift something up, I'm not thinking about who I need to call on the phone. When I'm trying to do this, I'm focused on one thing. I'm going to get this thing lifted up, and I'm going to make sure that I know that I'm strong enough to bear this weight. Church, if you only knew the people that are sitting next to you, go look at them and touch somebody. If you only knew the person sitting next to you was your support, then we would be confident in one another to help each other to retain our strength. The Bible opens up and talks about this when it says that the body of Christ's duty is to edify one another, to prophesy over one another, to encourage one another. Prophecy is gone through someone that ministers unto your very heart. Every prophecy is different. Every word of encouragement is different. But different parts of the body are required in different areas depending on what kind of load you're trying to bear. If we really want to get down to business for seeing deliverance, we're going to have to support one another and help each other to stay encouraged and not let go of the fact that God is moving for those that need deliverance. But that takes the kind of person that's going to help you lift a load that has nothing to do with their own strength. Somebody needs to know that you're not even just here just to praise him for you and to feel good for you, but the person next to you needs to know that the joy of the Lord is their strength. We must learn to demonstrate these things by the active worship to God. Through Christ, I can do all things, right? Through Christ, I can do all things. But you know, he said, where two or three would agree. You know what that's really saying? Where two or three would join and support one another in the worship and welcoming of my presence, that I will be in the midst. Let's try it right now. Everybody that's willing, close your eyes right now and just simply say, I believe. Somebody out here tonight needs to know that God is in control. And let's agree by faith and declare to every person in here, say that with me, God is in control. All right, open your eyes, look at your neighbor, tell him, God is in control. Without the desire to be strong, in our weakness, the enemy comes. We've been preaching on Facing the Test now, 7 sermons. There's a reason God is wanting us to know about the virtues we need to be greatest. Because without endurance, you can have the ability to sing like Jason Crabb, but it won't profit you when you're weak. You can have the ability to tickle the ivories, sound like the greatest piano players a man has ever heard. But if you can't make it from one day to the next, the enemy will come. When you believe one day in faith and doubt the next, without a established lifestyle, the enemy will find you. I'm going to preach something right now to you that will be quite profound to a lot of you, but I'm telling you anyway. God wants you to be in a place where the devil cannot dwell continually, daily, all the time. And there is a place that you can reach where he no longer has the ability to discourage you. He might attack your body, but that doesn't mean you'll be discouraged. He might take your finance, but that doesn't mean you're going to get down. He might take your home, life, and living, but that does not mean that I am destroyed. Though we be cast down, perplexed on every side, I'm not destroyed, but I am made new in Jesus Christ. Endurance will show you the crown of life. He said, he that would hang on to the end. Young people, I know you know what it feels like to have your heart broke by somebody. And sometimes there's no solution for the pain. There's been people in here tonight that have been left before in their marriage. And there's no amount of words you could describe how bad that hurt when it happened. There's been people in here tonight that was just living their life righteously. And people come and destroyed everything around them. And we can stay in that pain if we want. But you know, I didn't come tonight to tell you to stay in the pain. The Bible talks about a way of escape, a way out of the pain. The way of escape is a reference to the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, your help, your friend. When you pray, it will be upon you. When you open your mouth and sincerely confess, he will be beside you. But we don't just get out of the pain. But the Bible talks about that you would retain the ability to bear it. I don't want to keep preaching to people that have the ability to retain their strength. I want to see something come out of you that when tomorrow comes, you don't look at the pain as detriment, as negative. But you reflect on it like Paul did and say, I've been through much and yet I am weak. But through Christ, we are made strong. When you pursue strength, you pursue it beginning in weakness. I didn't just start going, like I said, and pick up 400 pounds and try to push that thing. I knew better. You know better than to just try to move on with your life and not seek God for decisions. We know better than to just make rash choices, say things that make us feel better even though we said it out of anger. We know better than to make these choices, but yet how many times during the week do we find ourselves not enduring something, but trying to find our own way out by lashing out at somebody, by being dissatisfied with a situation, by doubting God and questioning him, by getting upset and getting other people upset, by getting them mad at somebody else over something that was just this small to begin with, but by the time it's over, it's this big and requires so much clean up just to get back to square one. This kind of lifestyle shows somebody that is not enduring a trial. But you know what the Bible told us to do with the trial? To rejoice. Yeah, I'm going to dance. I don't care if you like it or not. He said to rejoice concerning a fiery trial. You want to know where your real strength is? Somebody's got to get a hold of it. You want to know where your greatest anointing is at? You want to know where you'll find God the greatest? Oh, when you finally put this pain underneath your feet and finally say that irregardless of how bad I hurt, yet nonetheless, I'm going to rejoice. Somebody ought to praise Him. The anointing of God is in this place. Somebody ought to give Him praise. Somebody ought to get this thing under their feet. Today is the dawn of a new day. Today is the day God is preparing His people for when the gospel is complete. Then He'll come looking for somebody that's rejoicing in their fiery trial. He's going to come looking for a generation that worships Him in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. He's not looking for a dissatisfied bride. Have you ever watched those shows, Bridezillas? Lord in heaven above. That's all I'm going to say about that. But I want everything to be perfect for my day. Did you see my dress? It's got this ruffle in it, and I didn't order ruffles. I didn't want chocolate in the cake. I wanted strawberry. You act like we're far from being that crazy. But when it comes to what we're wanting God to do and we don't see it, somebody testify about how we'll act up. This is the sign of immaturity. And I'm here to confess and admit that I've had a few of those moments more often than what I want to admit. But do you know what endurance produces? The Bible says perfection, maturity. Now let's go back to where I was when I was a kid. Hearing the testimonies of these saints, you know what they were bringing out as they testified? The joy of the Lord. It was dark in their life, but out of their lips came something bigger than what they ever could have done on their own. And church, you are those people. You are that body. You are that somebody. You are that person that needs to let other people know that Jesus is alive and well. You are that generation that needs to let everybody feel like preaching in here. Hallelujah. You are that generation that needs to proclaim the gospel. For one day, it's going to be too late. One day, the Lord's going to call, and those that aren't ready aren't going to get to go to heaven. There's a day coming where we're going to have to be accountable for all the times that we didn't rejoice concerning our trials. There's a day of judgment that's going to come, and we're going to have to answer for all the times that we didn't enjoy. If somebody asked me if I would rather have a life with trials or without trials, you'd be surprised at my response. I would rather have a life with a trial. Do you want to know why? Because when those that don't go through nothing are dissatisfied and they're unhappy because of how the church is doing, there's something that's deep down inside of me that burns like a fire shut up in my bones that causes me to bring out a word of exhortation. When I was younger, I said, Lord, I just want to testify for You. And He took a testimony and He multiplied it and brought forth exhortation. And one day I said, God, if You'll let me, I'll preach Your word. And He took exhortation and He used the word in it, and it became the word of God. There's a lot of preachers out there that are just preaching out of their feelings. There's a lot of preachers out there that are discouraged because of what they see their people doing. There's a lot of people that are looking at everything with their own eyes and judging it and being discouraged. But tonight, we do not walk by sight. We do not walk by our feelings. We do not walk by our own strength. But tonight, we walk only by faith. If You'll be faithful over a few things, He said, I would make you a ruler over many. Dominion over things that you need rule over. Strength for the things that you used to be weak in. I was faithful to believe He could deliver me from drugs. And you know what He gave me? Dominion over addiction. Somebody ought to praise Him for that. You believe that He could save you from your sins. And out of that faith, He has given you dominion over temptation. So when the enemy's coming, church, he is after you in your places of weakness. The tests are coming. And we need to be aware and be watching. The Bible said, watch and pray. To be on guard. To be looking for His coming. Not looking for the enemy, but looking for the coming of the Lord. If I'm looking for His coming, then I'm obviously rejoicing and looking forward to when He'll come. Ultimately, your test will not be fruitful without endurance. We've talked about faith, patience, love, humility, obedience, and sacrifice, and endurance. These are the things that God has put in my heart to preach to you. These are the things we must learn about when we face a test, that when we are tested, that we make it through the test. For when we give up before it's done, then all that you suffered was only in vain. You're right back at square one. Have you ever played Monopoly? Sometimes when you roll that unlucky roll, get put back in jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. I don't want to go back to the place I was before the things I've went through recently. I don't want to return to the guy I was that doubted God in things. I don't want to go back to where I was in my past. I want to go forward. I want visions and revelations. We read about this. This is the way you stir up the gifts. This is the way that you stir up your strength. You recall to a time when God took you, helped you. You look to the times. There was one that said, I look to the hills, to which cometh. You've got to look for the Lord to be there. Sometimes you don't even know how close He is until you look for Him. Has this been good for you tonight? I'm not going to preach a minute longer. I want you to know that God did not give this without purpose. We've got to be ready for when those times come. The Lord is giving you an opportunity. If you do not know Jesus Christ or proclaim Him as your Savior, He's giving you a chance to prepare yourself for the rapture. If you know Jesus Christ, but you feel weak in a thing, the Lord is here to give you strength. If you are wanting to do more, wanting to help others and be a support, the Lord said, I will give you the strength. This altar is open for you. I want you to know, I appreciate your attention, but God does far more than me. Take what you're hearing and use it in your life, for that is when it is most fruitful. And take what you learn, and as Paul did, and testify of it to others, that they can endure their suffering. This is the mission of the church, to encourage the body and to encourage those that do not know Christ.